The new overtime rules did not happen without a fight on Capitol Hill. As NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports, the regulations are a big defeat for congressional Democrats and for labor unions.
When the Bush administration first proposed the regulations a year and a half ago, few paid much attention. Then the AFL-CIO took a closer look. Unions had lost other battles with the administration, but AFL-CIO Secretary Treasurer Rich Trumka told a rally outside the Labor Department that this would be different.
Just because more people are working in an office doesn't mean that we should become a nation of workers who never see their families and spend 50 or 60 hours a week at the office and do the overtime for nothing. That's not the country we want to be.
Iowa Senator Tom Harkin and other Democrats thought they had a winning issue as well.
Well, I and other senators are planning to introduce an amendment that would basically block the administration from issuing these new rules, which could deny up to 8 million people in this country their right to earn overtime pay.
Majorities in Congress did support the Harkin Amendment and similar measures in the House, but the rule changes survived. President Bush used a veto threat to keep them on course, and in April, Labor Secretary Elaine Chao announced the final regulations with some revisions designed to quell the political uproar.
Today, workers win because the Department of Labor is issuing new rules that guarantee and strengthen overtime rights for more American workers than ever before. A lot of misinformation has been spread about their impact, and these rules have been unfairly attacked for taking away overtime pay from millions of Americans, when the exact opposite is true.
Even though the rules go into effect today, it may take a while to figure out who's right. The answer will depend on businesses, employees, and their lawyers, who must look at the rules and decide how to interpret them. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.